fled in the country.
其实越来越看到，因为台湾的人他们经济上的发达，拜偶像的越来越厉害，所以这一个地方已经落入了很大的危险危机当中。
As a matter of fact, we have witnessed a growing crisis in the country of Taiwan because of the economic advancement and that people are starting to worship all kinds of idols.
我们今天非常感谢神带领了一位从台湾来的姊妹，她要跟我们分享在台湾，尤其对着基层那些劳工阶级、那些被人遗忘的大众的福音的需要。
Today we give thanks to the Lord to send His servant, a sister, to share with us her ministry for the Taiwan grassroots, the ordinary folks and the blue-collar people.
我们现在就把时间交给邵姊妹。
And we give this time to Sister Sao.
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
很感谢主给我这个机会到贵教会来分享。
I thank the Lord to give me this opportunity to share with you all in this church.
我先自我介绍一下。
Let me introduce myself.
我在1976年到1990年居住在美国。
I have lived in the United States from 1976 to 1990.
跟很多台湾的留学生一样我先在这里读了一个硕士学位。
Like many other Taiwanese students, I have acquired a master's degree here.
然后我就在药厂R&D 的部门工作了11年。
And I have worked in a pharmaceutical company in the research and development for 11 years.
一直到1989年神呼召我回到台湾。
Until 1998, I have this calling from God to return to Taiwan.
但是我犹豫了一年哈。
However, I have doubted myself for a year.
一直到1990年我才真的回到台湾。
Until 1999, I returned to Taiwan.
因为对我来讲实在很不容易14年在美国已经定居下来。
It's not easy for me to just give everything up here after 14 years.
所以我用了一整年的时间好好的祷告。
And I have spent the whole year in prayers to make sure where my goal is.
一直到神给我话语，然后我非常确定神的带领，我才回到台湾。
Until the word of the Lord came to me, and I'm sure that I should return to Taiwan.
在台湾，我先在中华福音神学院读了两年。
In Taiwan, I have studied in the Chinese China Ministry Seminary for 2 years.
然后呢，我到台北的石牌礼拜堂服侍两年多。
And for 2 years, I have served in a mission organization for 2 years.
然后我被差派到南投县的鱼池乡在那里开拓教会。
Then I was sent out to a village in county.
南投 county.
南投 county. Those of you from Taiwan should know that.
感谢主是我不是自己一个人去哈。
Thank the Lord, I'm not the only one who went.
上帝在神学院里头就为我预备了一位很好的同工。
The Lord has prepared a co-worker for me in the seminary.
就是李慧敏姐妹。
It's Sister Li.
她今天也在做，她陪伴我，这一次陪伴我来。
She has accompanied me here.
南投县的鱼池乡不晓得大家知不知道它在哪里。
Do you know where Lantau is located?
鱼池乡很多人不知道，但是日月潭大家都知道，对不对？
Okay. The county not many of you know, but the lake
Sun Moon Lake,
a lot of you might have know that.
日月潭就在鱼池乡里头。
Sun Moon Lake is located in that county.
所以在鱼池乡，我们在那里宣教开拓教会14年。
Our mission there was last 14 years.
我们大部分的时间都是面对基层的人。
And most of the time we spend the time with the grassroots.
什么叫做基层的人
？Who are the grassroots？
我们要怎么去定义他呢
？How do we define them？
按照社会学的一个观念来衡量一个人的阶层。
Based on the sociology terminology, how do we determine them?
我们通常从三方面来说。
It's from three criteria.
经济能力低、教育程度低以及社会地位低，我们就称为他是典型的基层人。
These typical grassroots, they have these backgrounds as they have low income, low education, and low social positions.
为什么我们要特别提到在基层当中的宣教呢？
Why is it that important for us to mention the ministry with the grassroots?
因为基层人往往是在社会 当中占大多数的群众。
Because this group of people, they make up the majority of the population in a country.
在台湾，基层人的比例占70%。
In Taiwan, this makes up 70% of them.
我不知道在北美的情况如何。
I'm not sure about the numbers in North America.
但是我相信也是占很多的。
I believe it will make up the majority of it.
甚至在中国大陆一定比例是更高。
Even in mainland China, the makeup is even bigger.
教会都承认主耶稣给我们宣教的大使命。
The church recognized and acknowledged the great commission given to by Jesus to us.
但是在教会的宣教策略当中，我们是不是常常忽略了这个大多数的基层人呢？
But a lot of times within the church policy, we have often neglected this commission to the grassroots.
我们今天来看看主耶稣当他到这个世上来的时候，他是怎么样的生活。可以成为我们的一个榜样。
Let's take a look at the Lord Jesus, how his life on earth be a best teacher for us to follow.
我们先来看主耶稣的出生。
Okay, let's look at the birth of Jesus.
我们知道耶稣的父母亲在世上的父母亲都是基层人。
We know that our Lord Jesus' earthly parents, they were from the grassroots.
我们可以先来看看路加福音第二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 2.
Luke 加福音第二章我们从21节看到24节。
We will look at Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 24.
好，我们就请姐妹用英文读一次。
Let the sisters read in Chinese.
用英文。
English. I'm sorry. The sisters will read in English.On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons.
好，我们看到这边记载耶稣出生之后。
We can see here after the birth of Jesus.
满了洁净的日子。
After the day, a time of his purification.
他的父母就按照摩西的律法，把头生的男孩耶稣献给上帝。
His parents, Mary and Joseph, according to the law of Moses, they have present him to the Lord.
并且他们是献上一对斑鸠或两只雏鸽为祭物。
And they offer a pair of doves and two young pigeons as a sacrificial offering.
按照旧约的记载，
According to the Old Testament,
我们知道这样的祭物通常是贫穷人所献的。
We know that only the poor could afford to offer this kind of sacrifice.
因为有钱的人他们可以献羊献牛。
Because the rich they can offer the sheep and the ox.
啊，但是旧约有体谅到啊，贫穷的人就让他们就只献啊一对斑鸠或两只雏鸽。
And in the Old Testament time, the poor were given the chance that they can offer doves or pigeons.
所以我们从这一点就可以看到啊，耶稣出生在一个贫穷人的家庭。
Based on this, we are aware that Jesus was born into a poor family.
另外，我们都知道啊，耶稣的父亲约瑟啊，按照我们和合本的圣经说，他是一个木匠。
And according to the Bible, we know that Jesus' father Joseph, he is a carpenter.
当然，现在我们都知道这个木匠的原文其实是啊建筑工人的意思。
And we know now that carpenter, the origin is construction.
当主耶稣在他的家乡拿撒勒传讲天国福音的时候。
And when Jesus was in his hometown Nazareth to preach the kingdom of God,
他被他家乡的人所轻视。
His local people despised him.
因为说他不是那个木匠约瑟的儿子吗？
They believed that they know that he is a son of the carpenter.
所以表示他出生的地位也不高。
And that signified that his social status is not high.
另外，当耶稣在传道的时候
，and when Jesus in the process of Jesus' ministry，
啊，那些法利赛人、祭司、文士也轻视他
，and the Pharisees and the teacher of the laws and the high priest they all did not pay him the respect，
因为他并没有受过正规的拉比训练。
For they thought that he had not had the formal training of the teachings.
所以从他们的角度来看，耶稣也没有高的教育程度。
From their perspective, they do not think that Jesus has a higher education.
所以从社会学的标准来看，耶稣是典型的基层人。
From sociology's point of view, Jesus was a typical grassroot person.
为什么上帝的独生子当他来到世上的时候他要生在一个典型的基层人家庭当中成为典型的基层人呢
Why is it that the only son of God was born in such a family and such class?
我常常在想耶稣要是生在一个拉比的家庭当中法利赛人的家庭当中
I often reflected thatWere Jesus born in a family of Pharisees or the teachers?
也许他出来讲道还比较能够受到这些高层人士的欢迎。
When he started his ministry, maybe he would be more acceptable by these higher educated people.
但是耶稣并没有这么做。
However, that was not his birth.
因为在耶稣降生的那个时代。
Because at the time of his birth,
当地的基层人所占的比例恐怕非常的高。
The majority of the grassroots had taken up the most of the percentage of the population.
恐怕90%以上。
More like close to 90%.
所以耶稣选择生在基层。
That's why Jesus was chosen to be born in this class.
是因为他才能够真实的经历到一般大多数民众的生活。
Under these circumstances, he can truly experience the life of the general public.
并且耶稣在世上的生活。
And the life of Jesus on earth.
他大部分时间都是跟这些基层的人接触。
He spent most of the time with the grassroots.
这些人穷苦，社会地位低。常常处在被压制的情况之下。
These people, they were poor, they were from the lower class, they were oppressed with the social status.
主耶稣怜悯他们，向他们宣讲天国的福音，医治他们的疾病。
Our Lord Jesus had mercy on them, and he healed them, and he preached the kingdom of God to them.
当然，这些基层人也非常喜欢跟随耶稣。
And of course, this crowd of people, they love to follow him.
无论耶稣往哪里去，总有一大群的人跟着他。
Wherever he went, there was a crowd following him.
但是看当时的高层分子，这些法利赛人、文士、祭司。
On the other hand, if we look at the upper class, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, and the high priest,
他们不但不接待耶稣，反倒逼迫他要杀他。
Not only did they not accept Jesus, they wanted to persecute him and they killed him.
主耶稣并不是一个社会主义者。
I do not think our Lord Jesus is a socialist.
他喜欢接触各阶层的人。
He preferred to have contact with different classes of people.
只是在当时的社会当中，是这些基层的弱势的人，他们欢迎耶稣。
At the time of his life on earth, is this crowd of the weaker people that they love to follow him?
当然，我们今天社会中的情况跟当时不一样。
In comparison, our society now may not be the same.
可是。每一个时代，人心都是需要福音。
But no matter what time we are in, we all need the gospels.
我现在要请弟兄姐妹翻到路加福音第四章。
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
我请弟兄姐妹看。16-21节，路加福音第四章16-21节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verses 16-21.
我们来看看在这里主耶稣他在世上的时候，他传福音的对象以及他传福音的内容。
We are going to look at here to see the crowd and the content of his ministry on earth.
好，我们仍然请姐妹用英文来读。
I'm going to read from verse 16. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written.The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
And the verse 20 and 21.
And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendants, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
好，在这个地方讲到主耶稣念以赛亚书说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
And here we can see that Jesus read from the scroll from passed down from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
主耶稣传福音的对象是贫穷的人。
His audience for the ministry is for the poor.
贫穷的人原来的意思是乞丐。
The original meaning of poor means the paupers.
乞丐通常是讲到一无所有的人。
They are the class of people who owned nothing.
当然，我们把这个意思衍生出来，也有邻里缺乏的意思。
If we want to extend this meaning, it has a hidden meaning that means we are poor in spirit.
主耶稣传福音的内容是被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And his mission is to proclaim freedom from the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
这个内容当然有它属灵的含义。
Of course, this content has its spiritual meaning.
就是讲到被撒旦所掳的人可以得着释放。
It signifies that those that who has this Satan's hold can be released.
心眼瞎的人得以看见。
the eyes in our inner eyes can be opened.
受罪恶所压制的人得以自由。
Those who are bound by sins can be set free.
上帝因着耶稣基督的救赎悦纳人。
Through God's through Jesus' salvation, God was pleased.
在我们所服侍的那个鱼池乡。
Where we served
in the 鱼池 village.
In the village.
在这个教会里头有一个姐妹。
And in this church there was a sister.
她是因为欠了一大笔的债务。
She had owed a big portion of debt.
所以她跑到鱼池乡来避难。
She ran away and escaped her dad to this village.
当时她还没有信主。
At the time, she was not a believer.
后来她跟我们在一起有一段时间。
After some time that was spent with us,
其实她会欠债的原因。
The reason for her debt
是因为她非常喜欢享受好的东西。
Because she liked to enjoy luxurious materials.
她所买的东西一定要是最好的。
She liked to buy things that's top quality.
然后她出去譬如说到美容院去做个头发。
For example, when she went to the hairdressers,
她给很多的小费。
She would give big tips.
但是她的工作并没有赚那么多钱。
But her job does not require her to make a lot of money.
所以当然她就用很多的这个方法去借钱。
Of course, she used a lot of ways to borrow money.
当然以后越借就越多。
The more she borrow, it accumulates.
所以当她到鱼池来跟我们在一起的时候。
When she arrived to this village,
我们跟她传福音。
We told her about Jesus.
她后来接受了福音。
She accepted the gospel.
她接受了耶稣做她的救主。
And she accepted Jesus Christ as her savior.
一步一步的，她开始脱离那个物质享受的那个辖制。
One step at a time, she had shredded her material luxury.Dependency.
这样一个本来是非常享受物质的这样一个都会区的女孩。
From a city girl, who enjoyed these material luxuries,
她现在成为一个愿意在乡村服侍小孩、服侍老人的一个非常好的姐妹。
From this city girl, she had turned into a good sister who loved to serve the.Children and the elderly.
所以这个就是一个很明显的一个例子，主耶稣的福音可以使人得着释放，得着自由。
This is a very clear example that we can see Jesus' gospel can set us free and give us freedom.
这也是我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹我们所得到的福音，所得到的福气。
And this is all the gospel that we have received and the blessing that we have acquired.
可是今天在我们四周围还有很多人没有听到这个福音，或者没有得到这个福音的福气。
But still, all around us, there are a lot of people who have not received this gospel as we have.
特别是基层的人。
Particularly those grassroots.
因为今天大多数的教会在传福音的时候，对象往往是限制在中产阶级以上的人。
Because most of the churches, when they spread the gospel, they are mainly focused with the upper middle class.
无论是台湾的教会或者北美的教会，几乎都是如此。
It's a common phenomenon with the churches in the United States and in Taiwan.
虽然中国大陆的教会的复兴是从农村开始。
Even though the revival of church in mainland China started from the villages,
我们也可以看到，就是因为农村的教会复兴，所以带来整个中国大陆教会的复兴。
Because of the revival in the mainland China village, it brought out the revival in mainland China.
但是随着经济的起飞
，because of the economy gains,
我相信有一天大陆的教会也会面临同样的一个问题。
I truly believe that very soon, the church in China will face the same problem.
因为现在在北美有大量大量的从中国大陆来的知识分子信主。
Because recently there are a lot of educated mainland people come to United States.
这是一个可喜的现象。
This is a good phenomena.
可是当这些弟兄姐妹他们回到中国大陆的时候。
But when these brothers and sisters they return to mainland China,
会不会他们还是只是会向知识分子的阶层传福音呢？
Would they be very limited just preaching the gospel to the educated group?
既然主耶稣在世上的时候，他是跟基层的人生活在一起。
Since on earth, Jesus spent most of his time with the grassroots.
我们教会是不是应该要想想，我们是不是应该多放一点心力在基层的宣教事工上
？Is it our responsibility to focus some of our time with these grassroots?
其实，在台湾早期的教会，大部分也都是基层人。
In the early times in Taiwan, most of the missions are focused with these grassroots.
像在北部，台湾北部传福音的马杰博士，他大概100多年前来到台湾传福音。
Over 100 years ago, Professor Ma, he went to Taiwan to preach.
他的福音是传在基层人当中。
His ministry is for the grassroots.
当然，当这些基层的百姓信主之后
，Of course, after these people accept the gospel,
上帝开始赐福给这些基层的弟兄姐妹。
God had blessed them.
他们的后代境遇就越来越好。
Their descendants' living standard had improved.
他们有很多医生、律师从事很好的生意工作等等的。
Their descendants has the background as the doctors, lawyers, and businessmen.
他们渐渐进入到台湾社会的中产阶级以上。
They have progressed into the upper middle class.
可是当这些人他们进到中产阶级以上的时候，他们就忘记了自己的本源。
After they have progressed into the upper class, they have forgotten their roots.
所以，当他们传福音的时候，就只向自己所熟悉的知识分子来传。
When they started to preach to spread the gospel, they are mainly focused with their familiar group, the educated group.
再加上现代的社会越来越复杂。
On top of that, these societies has become more complicated.
原来淳朴的这些基层人，他们个人跟家庭都产生了很多的问题。
With this innocent group of people, both personally and with their family, there are a lot of problems.
他们早婚。
Early marriage.
他们经济压力很大。
Financial burden,
有家庭暴力
family abuse,
离婚率高
divorce ratio,
他们酗酒吸毒性关系非常的混乱
alcoholism, drugs, and sexual immoralities,
这些基层人常常陷在这个混乱的一个生活当中
and this group of people are very often trapped in this confusion of life.
他们一代一代的影响下去。
One generation to the next generation.
这是我在乡村服侍基层人所观察到的。
This is my observation through my servings with the village people.
所以，当现今我们要传福音给基层人的时候
，Therefore, now when we want to spread the gospel to these grassroots,
我们就必须付上时间还有精神体力的代价来陪伴他们。
We have to invest our time and our energy.
我们必须要帮助他们脱离他们的困境。
And we want to help them to get out of these difficult situations.
有时候要花上好几年的时间。
Many times we will need to spend more than a few years.
这个恐怕就是让我们知识分子很怕跟基层人传福音的原因之一。
This is the basic obstacles why the educated are afraid to spread the gospels to them.
当然，另外一个主要的原因
，Of course, there is another reason to it.
就是我们往往不知道怎么跟基层人对话。
We don't know how to communicate with this group of people.
怎么跟他们建立关系
？How to build up a relationship with them?
这是因为我自己亲自在乡村宣教所体验到的困难。
This is my personal experience in difficulty of working with them together.
但是这个困难并不是不能突破。
It's not that we cannot overcome this difficulty.
基层宣教训练促进会就是因为为了要帮助有心投入基层宣教的人所成立的。
The development of the Alliance for Grassroots Training Ministry, their goal is to help to train people for them.
这个机构 我简称基宣哈，它的创立是在2002年。
This organization it was developed in 2002, and in short, we call it AGTM.
是有一位杜林倩传道，他曾经在劳工的当中服侍了十几年。
There was a pastor who has worked with the lower class people for many years.
他看到就是说，在基层当中传福音。的工作需要训练人继续传承下去。
He has observed that there is a much needed training for people to carry on this work.
所以他结合了台湾几个基层宣教的机构，成立了这个中华基督教基层宣教训练促进会。
That's why he called for a few other organizations to group together and founded this AGTM.
他目的是为了在台湾的众教会推动重视基层宣教的工作。
The purpose of this is to widespread the need for this in Taiwan.
他的做法是先进入到各教会去推动基层宣教的延伸至课程。
The first step is to go into different churches and to expand the training courses.
这些基层的延伸至课程是专为着要投入基层宣教的人所设计的。
The method and the design of these courses, the purpose is for us to go into this group of the people.
所以它深入浅出，实用性高。
It is very practical and it is very easy.
跟一般的神学院的课程不太一样。
Compared to the course from the seminaries, they are very different.
所以基宣在成立七年以来，在台湾全省各教会推动了许多的延伸制班。
Within these 7 years, AGTM has developed a lot of courses.
接受这个延伸制宣教训练课程的弟兄姐妹超过了4000个人次。
There were over 4,000 applicants.
包括我们。乡下的这个鱼池的教会，我们也完成了3年的课程。
Including this organization from the village, we have completed a 3 years course.
但是这些延伸制课程最后只训练出来代职服事的这个基层的工作者。
Unfortunate that all these expanded training courses only train those who came out to serve as part time.
台湾的神学院仍然执着于就是说训练比较是在中产阶级教会跟知识分子当中服侍的这些全职的工人。
The seminaries in Taiwan, they are still mainly focused to train the educated and to go into the upper middle class.
训练专业全职的这个基层的工人仍旧是很缺乏的。
That's a significant lack of number of people to be trained for full-time services.
所以基宣在去年2008年成立了基层宣教训练学院。
That's why AGTM has built this training school last year, 2008.
为着是要专门训练对基层有负担而且清楚蒙召的全职的侍奉者。
The main purpose is to train those that who truly know their burdens and their calling from God to serve these grassroots.
第一学年我们招收了八位学生。
The first year we have 8 applicants.
第二学年也就是今年九月份我们将会有五位学生加入。
The second year, which is this year, we will have an additional of 5.
我现在先放一段 PowerPoint 让弟兄姐妹看一下基宣的一些事工的介绍。
We're going to look at some pictures of AGTM, the work that is being done there.
Thank you.
很短的一个 presentation 哈。
It's a very short presentation.
不过可以在当中看见啊，基轩所开的延伸制的课程跟校本部的课程。
We can see from the pictures that all the courses that's being offered.
可能我们当中有人会怀疑说，那基层宣教跟我有什么关系呢？
A lot of us here may question that, what does this organization have to do with me?
一开始的时候我曾经提过。
Right at the beginning, I have mentioned.
我们要执行主耶稣宣教的大使命。
We have to follow through Jesus' great commission.
必定不能忽略占大多数人口的基层百姓。
And this commission does not allow us to neglect this group of people.
假如我们忽略的话，教会是很难复兴的。
If we have neglected this group of people, the church cannot be revived.
在大概半年多前。
About six months ago.
在台湾有一个《国度复兴报》。
In Taiwan, that was a Kingdom Revival
newsgroup. 他们报道了一个消息。
They have reported this.
就是香港有一个佛教大学。
In Hong Kong, there is a Buddhist university.
Yeah. 他们对一些宗教做了一些研究。
They have done some research with religions.
他们特别研究到基督教为什么在华人的世界里头不太能够推展得开。
This research has mentioned that why is it Christianity is so difficult to be spread out with the community?
他们特别举了三个原因，其中的一个原因。
They have mentioned three reasons. This is one of the reasons.
就是基督教的教会不注重基层的宣教。
As Christianity does not pay enough attention to the grassroots.
这样的一个结论竟然是由佛教大学的人所研究出来的。
This conclusion is done by the people within the Buddhist university.
但是这是一个事实。
But this is also a reality.
在台湾的教会喊复兴喊了很多年。
In Taiwan, all the churches have called out for revivals.
但是我们到现在基督徒的比例仍然只有 3%.
Unfortunately, the ratio for the Christians is only 3%.
Yeah.
3%.
所以假如我们不注重 70% 的基层人口的话，
If we don't pay attention to the 70% of the population,
我们是没有办法复兴的。
There's no way we can do any revival within the church.
所以这样的原则，我想同样适用在北美的华人教会或者是中国大陆的教会。
Based on this principle, we can apply to the church in North America and in mainland China.
基轩为了要训练专职的工人进入到基层宣教的工厂。
AGTM's purpose is to train more people to go into this group of people.
我们的机构虽然小，但我们的意向不小。
Even our organization is small, but our vision is big.
我们的意向不仅是在台湾地区推广基层宣教的训练。
Our vision is not only limited in Taiwan.
我们也希望将我们的经验能够推广到北美跟中国大陆。
We would like to share the experience in North America and mainland China.
我这一次到各处教会去传讲这样的信息的时候，
I have been to a few of other churches to talk about this experience.
在波士顿地区的 Lexington 的一个华人教会，
In Boston, Boston in Lexington's church, Chinese church.
有一位姐妹，
there was a sister.
她不到三十岁。
She's not even 30 years old.
她是在美国出生长大的华裔。
She was born and raised in United States.
她得到了哈佛大学的公共卫生的博士。
She graduated from Harvard with the health
public health.
I'm sorry, public health degree.
但是她现在去到台湾。
But right now she's in Taiwan.
她为了要向台湾的劳工来传福音。
Because she wants to spread the gospel with the general public.
The blue collar.
The workers.
Yeah. 我非常惊讶。
I was very surprised.
一个在这里出生长大的年轻人。
Okay. Somebody who was young and born and raised here.
而且有那么高的学历。
And she has such high education.
她却有这样的负担，要向台湾的基层传福音。
However, she has this burden to spread the gospel with the grassroots.
所以我就向他们教会的长老要了她的电话住址。
And I asked about the local church pastor to for her address and phone number.
因为我相信，当她真正进入到这个劳工的宣教的这个服事的时候。
Because I believe when she truly started her service with these blue collars,
一定会有很多的冲击。
She will face a lot of struggles.
那我希望就是说我们能够提供一些帮助给她。
It's why my wish that we can offer her some help.
最近在北美的华人教会。
Recently, the churches in North America.
有一些弟兄姐妹他们已经退休了。
Many brothers and sisters are retired.
他们的儿女都长大了。
Their children are all grown up.
所以他们就在考虑是不是要回到他们的家乡来贡献他们的心力。
And they are questioning themselves, should they return to their country to offer their service?
有很多弟兄姐妹也很想投入基层的宣教服事。
There are many brothers and sisters who would like to start with the grassroots.
可是势必会有很大的冲击。
And of course, and when the time comes, there will be struggles.
因为在这里生活了这么多年。
Because they have lived here for many years.
而且又是知识分子。
And they are educated also.
我们也希望能够对这群的弟兄姐妹提供一些帮助。
And it's our wish to offer this group of brothers and sisters our help.
只要我们愿意，上帝就会为我们开路。
If we are willing, God will lead us the way.
刚才在 PowerPoint 里头，大家有看到有一个很快的一个画面，就是两个图片，然后写尊贵一组。
In our presentation just now, there were two pictures. The pictures is for the.
They say the noble group.
The noble group.
这些尊贵一族其实他们是 homeless.
Actually, this noble group they are homeless people.
是因为在基隆的一个教会。
It's in a church in the northern part of Taiwan.
他们有一些的弟兄姐妹参加我们基宣延伸制的课程。
A few of their brothers and sisters have joined our training course.
而且他们完成了三年的学程之后都结业了。
They have completed the 3 years course and they graduated.
就在这个时候，上帝开始把homeless 带到他们的教会里头。
At this time, God had opened the way for the homeless to be brought to their church.
刚开始是一个、两个、三个、四个。
In the beginning, there were only 1, 2, 3, or 4.
到最后来了三十几个 homeless.
Eventually, there were more than 30.
我想，假如在贵教会一下涌入三十几个 homeless, 我不晓得你们该怎么办。
I want to ask if all of a sudden there were 30, there are 30 homeless that who walked into our church, what would we do?
但是在这个教会里头，因为就有这一群弟兄姐妹，他们已经接受了基宣的训练。
Just because that, there is such group of brothers and sisters who have been trained to serve them.
所以这些弟兄姐妹就决定说要起来服侍他们。
And they have made up their minds to serve them.
他们把这些 homeless 的这些人组织成一个团体。
And they have organized a fellowship for this group of homeless.
他们就叫这个团契叫尊贵一族。
And they have named them the noble group.
这些homeless 的人，当他们被关心、被爱之后，
When this group of homeless, when they are being cared and loved,
他们也开始接受了主耶稣做他们的救主。
And they opened up their heart and accept Jesus Christ as their savior.
教会里头的人就发现，原来在这一群人当中有很多的人才。
And slowly.Fellowship in the church discovered among this group of homeless there are a lot of professionals.
所以他们开始训练他们参与在教会的服事里头。
And they started to train them to serve in church.
我们看到，当我们教会愿意的时候，神就会为我们开路。
And when we see that only when we are willing, God will lead a way for us.
每一个地区都有大量的基层的百姓。
In each community, there is a majority of these grassroots.
关键在于我们愿不愿意以主耶稣的眼光来看他们。
The importance is, do we want to look at them through Jesus' view?
怜悯他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
To have mercy on them and to look at them as sheep without shepherds.
在过去的年日里头。
In the past years.
北美的华人教会在留学生的族群当中做了非常美好的宣教的工作。
The churches in North America has done a very good job among the students.
今天你们是不是愿意再往前跨出一步呢？
Today, are you willing to go one step further?
面对基层华人的需要，付出你们宣教的热情呢？
To face this group of people and to offer yourservice for them.
不论是在北美，在台湾，或在中国大陆。
Regardless, it's in North America, in Taiwan, or in mainland China.
基层宣教训练促进会跟基层宣教训练学院愿意与各位成为事工的伙伴，能够同心合意的来兴旺福音。
AGTM is very pleased and willing to work with all of you and to spread the gospel.
假如您对基宣的事工有兴趣，我们有带了一些文宣品放在招待那个地方。
If you are interested in AGTM, we have some literature that you can take a look at.
也欢迎就是说聚会完之后你们可以跟我们有一些的交通。
We welcome to have your fellowship when this is over.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的父神
Heavenly Father, the Mercy God,
谢谢你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
We thank you for sending us your only Son,
到这个有罪的世上来
to come to this on earth that's full of sin,
成为第一位宣教士
to become the first minister.
谢谢你生在基层当中
and we thank you for to be born in this.Group of people.
也谢谢你让我们在今天可以得着福音的好处。
And we thank you for the gospel that we have received from you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Dear Lord, please help us.
让我们不要忘记还有许多的基层百姓。
Let us not forget all these grassroots who need help.
他们生活在困苦流离当中。
They lived in such a wandering life.
他们需要我们愿意去关心他们。
They need our willingness to care for them.
把福音传给他们。
And to give them this gospel that we have.
拯救他们脱离黑暗的国度。
To save them from the darkness.
进入光明的国度。
Into the light of kingdom.
求主帮助我们。
We ask for your help, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We prayed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.